Get ready. It's time for the Idaho Podcast with your host, Danny Ventura. Welcome to the Idaho Podcast, where we feature the people who live, work, and play in Idaho. Today, my guest is Jennifer Pease, and Jennifer is a marketing specialist as well as a creator of a very important website you need to know about that we're going to share a little bit about later. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thanks.
So we always start with, what is your Idaho story? And I like to hear how people have either lived here their whole lives or they've come here, and why, and what caused you to move here and what caused you to stay here. So what is your Idaho story?
Well, we came here venturing to get away from some of the COVID chaos on the West Coast. We lived in Oregon, and everything was shut down, and we had two different vacations that were supposed to happen, and they both got canceled, and we figured you can't cancel our motorhome and the road. And so we came here and ventured through for about 5 or 6 days, and then went up to Coeur d'Alene. And while we were here, we just fell in love with it. We realized it's very much the way that Southern Oregon used to be. And we just really enjoyed it. A lot of it's very similar. The rivers, the lakes were so outdoorsy. And a lot of the more conservative support, and which is something, again, Southern Oregon used to be a lot like. And it's just kind of diminished. And so funny part about that was, when we were heading back over, and no one's, I'm sure, hasn't been sleeping under a rock long enough to know that there's a big homeless issue on the West Coast.
Yep.
So as we were crossing over back into, I think, Washington/Oregon area, right there was a girl that looked pretty healthy and didn't seem to be homeless and was begging for money. And our kids at the time were, I think, in seventh grade and had said, "Oh, we're back in Oregon." And we thought, oh goodness, it's just so obvious, even if you're young. And there's a lot more to it, but we basically had just come to realize that we had been praying for so long for things to adjust, and it wasn't. And so when we did some more praying, every window of opportunity just kept opening. And when another one opened, and we ended up letting go of a small business we had over there. And my husband ended up leaving his job, and we both started over fresh, new here. And love it. I mean, it's, the weather's very similar, except for it's a little drier here, but we're okay with that. We still love how close we are to so many things that we've just enjoyed in Oregon. And we love our memories that we've had in Oregon. But here it's been 3 years-ish and feels like just yesterday. But Star especially has been another blessing. We knew nothing about Star at all. We looked at different cities around here and different places, and went back home. And again, it was one of those windows. It was a house that became available, and we brought our SUV and our boat over, and the boat fit in the garage.
Yeah, right.
And then we went home and finished packing the rest.
So what was it about Star in particular that really drew you? I understand that, you know, God's providence for sure, but what was that?
There is nothing.
Okay.
Literally, we knew nothing at all about Star. It was just when we woke up that one morning and did another search for houses, that house popped up. We spoke to a realtor and said we'd like to come over, did a Zoom meeting with her, and thought, if it doesn't work out, we'll put the boat in storage. But we didn't really know much about it at all. We didn't even know about the high school for where our kids were going to go, which turned out to be another huge blessing. Mm-hmm. They attend Owyhee High School and play baseball and volleyball, and they love it. The sports there are amazing. The staff there is amazing. I mean, just again, not knowing anything, yet we did so much research on Meridian and, I mean, from CUNA, everywhere, which were all great places too. But there's just something about Star that just really hit our spots, that heart. Mm-hmm. Love, everybody, high and waves, and you get other places too, but there's a lot more waving, I think, that happens in Star.
Yeah, Star is a special place for sure. No, that's great. So you both left careers in Oregon that you were there for a long time. And mm-hmm. that had to be kind of scary and daunting at the same time.
Yes.
And so just leap of faith, you both move to Star and start anew.
Yep.
And your husband, I believe, has his own business.
He actually works for a plumbing company here.
Okay.
An account manager.
Got it. So he works for a local plumbing company, and you started your own kind of marketing business. And is that correct?
Yeah. So unintentional. I took a job here with a media company, amazing people, wonderful company. But my heart just kept getting tugged back to helping local businesses with their online presence. So with websites, SEO, some business consulting, basically just kind of helping them with where their struggles are, what's the pros and cons of what you've experienced. Kind of a data geek. I love collecting data and helping people understand what that means. So that way their businesses, it's not just kind of like looking at Google Analytics. So
yeah, you said you love helping people. And I know that that also extends to wanting to help people in their businesses. Yeah. So how do you do that? What's your methodologies and how you assist them? And I know it's primarily through marketing, but there are other things I know. And you mentioned SEO and so forth, because there's marketing is such a huge umbrella.
Yes.
And as we had talked earlier, marketing can sometimes have a negative connotation because it's so overused, but yet it's so important to promote. And because we're not always great at promoting ourselves. So we sometimes we need someone else to promote us, right?
Yes.
So what is it, or how is it more specifically what you do to help these people and their businesses?
I like to customize. Mm-hmm. A lot of what the needs are for my clients. So it's not just what are you selling and how do you get it out there? It's making that right fit. So that way people are learning a little bit more about the company and knowing who they're dealing with. That way it's a good fit for them also. There's a lot of businesses that are a little more of a personal touch to them. Even if it's something like landscaping, they want to make sure that someone that comes in there understands what they're about. What they offer, whether it's product services, sometimes it's even, you know, having a good relationship with them, so that way they understand that it's not just a one time. Come back and stay with us for throughout the year and continue to use us or learn more about us also, and vice versa. But also commingle marketing is a huge thing. Being able to see something as a outside perspective on how they can start working within the community with other businesses that can help each other promote one another. And that's probably a big thing that gets missed with a lot of people, is they always think about paid advertisement when commingle marketing is usually a free option. Mm. So it's more like, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back, but you also have to do it the right way. So a lot of people are like, will you put my link on your website? Yeah. Will you put my link on your website? And it does nothing. Mm. So there's a lot behind all of those, which yes, that falls into SEO, but the commingle marketing is a relationship. And that's, again, for me, I guess the marketing is more about business relationships than anything.
Okay. And you, I think, started your career and continue to do a little bit, but you started it in primarily selling radio and marketing radio spots. Is that?
No. So at the very beginning, my marketing career actually started with restaurants.
Okay.
So in the 90s. Back when it was a paper trail, I would go around to different locations and I would basically offer up ways for people to come into the restaurants chain that I worked for and be able to then show my boss, look at what I did worked. They're all coming. So, which was a big thing back then. It was promotions and coupons, which we don't use as much anymore. They're all digital, but it was basically, how do you make somebody feel special to be able to see that you're special and choose your restaurant over the multi? And this, again, that was in Southern California. So there was a lot of options back then. That's actually the initial jump I had into marketing.
Got it. Okay. Yes. You obviously have that spirit of helping people, as you mentioned, because that's clearly a passion for you. And I think that's terrific, because that I think it translates. And so people can sense your authenticity and your genuine spirit towards that. And I think that's really important. And do you offer your services to the public, or do you have your set of clients and that's who you work for?
So for the last 2 years, year and a half, I should say, I've been doing referral base. I have opened up a little bit to where if you're not referred, I just ask for some referrals. So that way I can get to know you a little bit better. I go through an interview process to make sure that we are a good fit, because I may not be the right person that fits for you, and or vice versa. And so I'd say I started doing that about 15 years ago. Worked out well, kind of eliminated some people expectation-wise or personality conflict. So now I have opened up to where people have reached out to me that I didn't know, where they weren't referred from a previous client of mine. But I still like to have a little bit of, just a little bit more of understanding of what their purpose and goals are, so that we're not wasting each other's time.
Right.
And we're also going to have a good, positive relationship.
Mm-hmm. I like that you ensure the alignment, because that's how you're going to be most effective, right?
Correct.
So if folks were interested in reaching you to talk to you a little bit about possibly providing that service for them, how would they best reach you? Is there an email? Is there a phone number? Or
yeah, it's kind of like the shoemaker we were talking about.
Right. Shoemaker's kids don't have any shoes.
Don't have any shoes. So I don't have a website. I've been too busy doing other websites and didn't really know if I jump back in to this as much as I have. So my business is Cultivate208. You can email me at cultivate208@gmail.com if you do want to meet with me and maybe have some coffee, or I like to go to lunch with people too. And be able to get to know each other.
Got it. So cultivate208@gmail.com. Yes. That would be a way they can reach you. That's great. You're also the creator. So you do maintain a website, though, that really caught my eye. And that's one of the reasons why I'm having you on the show, is you have the website of livinginstaridaho.com. What caused you to start that website? And what is your ultimate goal with it long term?
Oh, well, so like I mentioned, when we moved here, we knew nothing about STAR. Once we did move here, I was trying to learn where some things were. I love supporting local businesses. Obviously, during down the main drag, you're able to see some of the larger stores that are there. But I knew that there was more, because I would see little farmers markets or art, but I usually always caught them as they were closing. And it would just be a mere coincidence that I was either walking to the Boise River, which I do love that people call it the Star River. I think it's so cute. There's people that get a little upset, I think, when they call it, but I think it's so cool that they call it the Star River. But, or I'd be walking downtown. We'd be heading either down to Beer Guys or something to have a drink. We love getting a little bit of people watching in. And I felt like I was catching things at the end, or I'd see big signs somewhere and I wouldn't know where they were. So, kind of in the back of my mind, I kept thinking it'd be really fun to put a website together that just was like a roadmap, not anything that held all the information, but was like a roadmap, unless something didn't have a location for me to redirect it. So I just slowly started to collect things as I would see. I'm not a huge Facebook person anymore. So I know when I would search for things, for instance, there's this cute little place around the corner that they sell pumpkins, and I couldn't figure out what the name was of it and how you access the pumpkins. But I guess if you were here for a while, you would know that you actually, once you got closer to the house, which I finally got the courage to do, there was a QR code and you could pay and all this. So when I did finally get the name, I did a search and I found that they had a Facebook page. But again, I wasn't on Facebook and I didn't really want to dabble back in that. And that was another push, was how many people get in a fight with Facebook, go off of it for a few years, or they're just done completely. I did end up joining back into some groups because I was trying to figure out some things. So that was a small, short experience. But again, letting those be for the people that want to be on Facebook. So it's nothing against anybody that's there, because it does have its purpose and it's great. I just wanted something that was, you didn't have to log into something. It was just available. So it went from trying to get events on there to then there's realizing there are so many small businesses that work from their home. Myself, I also have a small little sourdough business, and I just did one post on the Nextdoor app and ended up having almost the entire Heron River community, when I did live in that community, be so awesome and supportive. Again, not having a way to get my business out there and then meeting other people. So it was really like kind of what's going on in STAR, and having that roadmap to then, this is here, but click here and it will take you to that person's website to learn more. Mm-hmm. Or their social media, whatever it is that they have.
Right. So livinginstaridaho.com, I, as busy as you are, because you also do a lot of volunteer work and so forth, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But how are you the one that puts all that maintains it, or do you have somebody that maintains it for you?
I wish, no.
Yeah, okay.
So the motto of the website is that it's community-driven, community-built, and community-supported. And the purpose of the community driven is obvious what I was saying. It's to support our community, whether they are a large shop or they're a small mom and pop or they're a home-based. The community built being that if you are a photographer or you are just a mom or a dad taking pictures around town, there's going to be spots on there that you can actually submit photos and put those up there, whether it's a beautiful picture of sunset or anything like that, anything that you want to share to be able to put on there to show other people the positive stuff about STAR, that's what it's all about. Hmm. And then the community supported is basically that it's you supporting your community. So when you're looking for an electrician or you're looking for instance, I was having to put a raffle basket together and one of the couple people that were a part of my basket were people here in STAR that had home-based businesses. One made an amazing personalized baseball cutting board. Oh. And other than running to Amazon or doing any of those other things, it was I loved that I was able to just do everything here that I was needing for that basket. And so that's the community supported part, is that we're supporting each other, whether we do or do not have a storefront, no brick and mortar or anything, you're still able to get that attention. Mm-hmm. And it's free. All the business listings and events and everything on there are free. Huh. As long as you have patience for the time that I need to just be able to put them on there, that's all that I ask.
Right. Just some patience. That's
it. Just some patience. Give me some grace and some patience.
That's easy. That's okay. Well, what a cool little community website. And I don't mean little like that. Our community's little, to be honest, but it's a cool website. It caught my eye and I appreciate your support on that as well. Cause it's reciprocal and I love that. Yeah. But I just love what you're doing there. And I love that you really are connecting folks with information, resources, promoting businesses, and it's all free just because it's in your heart, it's in your spirit to help folks. And I think that's terrific. So again, livinginstaridaho.com. If you haven't checked it out, I recommend it. It's a great resource for anybody in the Idaho area, to be honest. So
Yeah, thank you.
So you are also, as I mentioned, how involved you are, not sure how you keep your calendar, to be honest. You're very involved in the STARS Lions Club. How do you do it all? What do you do? What is the main purpose of the Lions Club and how active or what is your active role in that?
STAR Lions Club, what I didn't realize but ended up realizing, I knew they were a huge part of the community. It was actually one of my bread customers that had said, hey, would you come to a STAR Lions meeting? And I said, sure. And everybody there was so sweet and so nice. It was just a variety of ages there and different backgrounds. And I just loved how much they did for the community, which they do way more than I even anticipated. And over just the last year, I've learned more and more. But part of our busy thing right now is in March was the start of selling the billboard baseball ads at Hunter's Creek. So that's something that we take on as a volunteer job. It's a volunteer position. And this community is just so amazing that we just basically either are asking, are you wanting to renew? Do you need a new banner? We kind of just take care of everything. And then the money stays in the community. But then we also have the flocking season is right now, which that is, it's called You've Been Flocked in STAR, Idaho. A really fun thing that one of the STAR Lions members, two of them last year had started.
That's the pink flamingo thing.
Yes. Right? And so they started that last year and it did a great community giggle, I would say, more than anything. People doing it for either birthdays or a celebration of anniversary. Some even are doing it like they know their friend's got a surgery coming up, so they're doing it as like a, you know, quick and healthy recovery. Some of them are just doing it because someone loves pink or they want to embarrass somebody. But it is a great way to make someone feel special. And it's a $35 donation. And the Lions, we call them the Lions Tamers, we'll go and put them in front of the house that you've asked to be flocked. And next 24 hours, we'll come and remove them and put them to the next houses. And so that's from about April 12th to May 11th this year is that one. But again, it's another way for us to raise money. Those funds go towards the mayor's scholarship. They go towards, we have every month, we have two teachers, one from the middle school and one from the elementary school that writes in explaining what they do and why they're needing a little extra help financially. Sometimes it's books, resources, headphones. And as a group, we listen to all of the requests, and then we make a vote on one elementary teacher and one middle school teacher, and they get $300. And if any teachers are listening, if you have requested and you weren't one of the ones chosen, please continue. We have some that just do once and never again. Doesn't mean you don't get it in the next time. So please continue to send in your requests. I could go on and on. Those are just some of the most recent ones. And if you go to the starlivinginidaho.com website, that has not only STAR, it has other places that you can volunteer and donate. So there's a lot of things that are available in STAR. And if something is missing and you're a part of something, I know there's a lot of giving and caring people, whether they want to donate funds or they want to donate their time. You know, the STAR Outreach Program, which just changed their name. I believe they're the STAR Food Bank now. They're always looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of the point to the website to be able to do that too. But it's also another way for these places to be able to share more about what they do. And the STAR Lions Club, like I said, if you do want to attend any of the meetings, we have them once a month. We'd love to get to know you guys, and you can get to know us. We are a fun, silly group.
Mm-hmm. The Lions Club meets what, once a month? When?
Once a month. We might be changing the date, but it's usually the second Monday at the Mexican restaurant, Aaron Mariachi in STAR.
Mm-hmm.
So get good food too, and margarita or drinks or anything else that you'd like to enjoy. We're usually in the very back room.
So on the You've Been Flocked campaign, can you still sign up to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it runs through May 11th, I think you said?
Yep.
And it's about how many flamingos?
Depending on how many. So you can order them in flocks of 10.
Okay. Got it. So it's not flocks of seagulls like the 80s band. It's flocks of flamingos.
That would be a good one.
So WTF stands for What the Flock, right? So so I recommend you doing that too. It goes to a great cause. So, and where can they sign up for that? Is that on the Lions Club website?
Yes. You can call or text 208-614-4454.
Can you do that one more time slowly?
208-614-4454. You can also email, which is staridaholions@gmail.com.
Staridaholions, plural, at gmail.com. Yeah. Perfect.
The website does have some stuff information-wise, but there's a Google form that you can fill out to start that. But just request a date. They are filling up fast, which is always such a fun thing to see. But if you've got someone that you want to share some love, or maybe just tell them to get well, or just because they like pink or flamingos,
right,
they can have that entertainment for 24 hours in their front yard.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, they do get a cute little greeting sign to tell them why they've been flocked or who they've been flocked by.
That's awesome. So how much does it cost per 10 flamingos?
It's a donation of $35.
$35 donation per 10. Okay. Yes. Which is so reasonable.
Oh, before I forget though, there is a no flock insurance. So if you don't want to be flocked, you can pay to be protected. So, which is a fun little thing there. So if you don't want to be flocked, you can make a donation of $35 and say, please do not flock me.
My house.
I am not in a flocking mood.
Oh, mercy. I love that. I love that. Well, that's a great cause. Well, no wonder you're you know, so involved with the Lions Club, because it does sound like they do some really great things for the community. And again, you're a giver by nature. So that's terrific. So thanks for sharing that information.
Yeah.
In addition to all that, you're also a self-described foodie and particularly love fish tacos, you shared with me. So being here for a few years now, what are some of your favorite local places? And it doesn't have to be specifically to fish tacos, but what are some of your favorite foods and restaurants in the area?
Gosh, I mean, I think we're so spoiled in STAR. I don't really leave STAR that much because we are so spoiled. Unless I'm at a volleyball or baseball event that's not in STAR. I mean, Sully's has some really good, they have multiple different fish options there. And then the Tap House does too. Rustic Table. Proof has really good. I mean, just there's so many different options here that whether it's something that has to do with an appetizer or a main course, there's some really good food around here.
Yeah. That's so great. And we mentioned El Mariachi Loco too, which is so great. Great Mexican food and just a cool little place.
Well, and if you haven't tried their taquitos, I did that on an accidental whim. And now whenever I go with my husband, he because you can get them as appetizer or you can get them as a main course. They have some really good taquitos.
Mm, their burritos are huge. Their chili verde and chili Colorado, I recommend. They're very, yes. very good. Now I'm getting hungry. I know. It's lunchtime.
It's also really good chicken tortilla soup.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes. And albondigas on certain nights. Yes, the meatball soup, which is amazing. And then, of course, you have to finish up at that with dessert at Sea Salt because, and I had Ryan on a few episodes ago, but Ryan is a great guy and just puts out such an amazing product of ice cream and baked goods. And wow. Yeah.
A variety.
It's such a variety.
Anything gluten-free. When we went there, we were blown away with so many homemade and fresh items, mm-hmm. which is something that not a lot of places offer.
No.
They just don't have the time or whatever it may be, but it's delicious.
Well, and the fact that they're mostly family recipes, at least on the baked goods, the ice cream part, Ryan, kind of self-taught himself, which is incredible to me because he did it over the last 3 years. And I really do believe it's probably the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. And I mean that sincerely. It's really good ice cream. Well, anyways, we are blessed here to have some great food options. And and so I appreciate that very much. That's good. You also love the outdoors. You had mentioned when you and your husband first moved here because you're outdoorsy people and you have a camper and a trailer or what have you. And what are some of your favorite places? Where are they that you like to go and visit and camp and just to be outdoors?
Well, now, so we got rid of one of the toys. The motorhome was one of them because when we first moved here, there wasn't a lot of storage space. We were, and no one was taking waiting lists. So that was a bummer. So we kept our boat though. And we do like zipping up. That's right out in Emmett. There's the Black Canyon mm-hmm. Reservoir, which is awesome. But Cascade's become, I mean, there's just so many outlets that you can go fishing in. Just take a moment to just inhale the beauty there. And it's just a huge lake. So even if it's crowded, you can't really tell. So when we bring our kids and they go surfing or wakeboarding or tubing, you're not in a circle like the Black Reservoir, which is fine. The Black Canyon Reservoir is a great place. We're super blessed too to have something so close. And people there are so nice also. Mm-hmm. But we love taking our boat out and just getting away. It's hard. We're sports 24/7 all year round and everything else. So the little moments, but it's nice that Cascade is so close. Mm-hmm. Camping is on our thing. So it's been a little step back because now it's going to be dry camping. So looking for some recommendations on that. We've got a couple people that have shared some places to dry camp or, you know, maybe cheat. And
I had David Foster on from 43rdstateofmind.com. Great website, great guy. 43rdstateofmind.com. He has some great camping resources and locations on his website as well. So you might check there for dry camping.
I should know that since I built the website.
You built the website.
That website has so many amazing things.
It really does.
It does. Yeah. It is a plethora of resources. Mm-hmm. And David does. His passion for Idaho is phenomenal. Another great person just be able to just shoot the breeze about what Idaho has to offer and the pictures. The community that he has rallied is such, they're so giving and so sweet and has really made that website blossom. Hmm. So it is. It's a really cool idea that he has come up with.
I agree.
So,
and he's very passionate about it, which totally comes through.
Yeah.
And it's just, he's a good guy.
And some pretty cool apparel.
Yeah. Really cool stuff. He brought me a hat and a shirt last time. So that was awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. And I like his beanies. I'm a beanie snob and his beanies fit so perfectly. And they're, especially for girls, sometimes you don't want them to be like big and huge coming off your head and a variety of colors he has. So it's a pretty cool concept there. Yeah,
I agree. And so the Idaho podcast, we like to provide a tip of every show because TIP is the acronym of the Idaho podcast. And so what would be your tip for our listeners today? And again, it can be something philosophical, your mantra or a marketing tip, whatever you'd like it to be. But what would be your tip you want to share with the listeners?
Oh gosh. I know it's so simple, but it's kind of become a big thing in our house, especially with our move. And especially I think since COVID, since 2020, it's just been let go and let God. And it just seems to keep happening no matter what. If somebody tries to break you down or if an accident takes place, whether it's a person or it's just something that's been placed in your lap, most of those things we don't have control over. And we could sit there and stew all we want about certain things, but it's so much easier mentally and physically on our body if we just let go and let God and just try to stay on the positive side. Hmm. That's been probably the biggest thing, is trying to focus more on positive things than the negative. And so many things just transpire.
Yep. Well, and in life, we tend to worry or fret about things we have absolutely no control or very little control, mm-hmm. we think.
Yeah.
And yet it's just so much easier. And it's difficult to do, much easier to say, but still easier if we just have that mindset. I like it to let go and truly let God. God has a plan, and his plan is perfect. And sometimes we can't see that even through the trials and tribulations we go through. But when we come through the other side, we're always better and stronger. And not once in my life, even though I've gone through some stuff, have I ever thought, I didn't learn anything from that, or I didn't grow from that. No, it was always, no, you had me, you knew exactly. And even though I questioned you and I challenged that what was happening, it was the right thing to happen. And
yeah.
Not one time in my life can I say that wasn't true. So
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. It's definitely, we're in the moment, even if you're in quicksand or you're stuck in mud, we're not going to understand it. And it's not really about that. Mm-hmm. Or we wouldn't have had to been put in mud or quicksand, whatever it is. Sometimes the Lord has to put us in that position to get us to maybe stop and focus on what's around us instead of maybe going too fast or going too slow, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's great. Well, Jennifer Pease, what a pleasure it was to have you on the show and get to know you. And man, we talked about a lot of things. We were all over the place, but I loved it. I loved how we kind of wove our ways through to even supporting some local businesses in the process. But I love what you're about. I love the website. It's livinginstaridaho.com. You have to visit that. And if you're interested in marketing tips or SEO, or again, really just promoting yourself and your business and your brand, Jennifer's the person you want to talk to for sure. But I had a great time. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for the tip. Let go and let God. Well, thanks for joining us today on the Idaho Podcast. Don't forget to check us out on the idahopodcast.com, which also has some great resources. And please subscribe and support the website to help us grow. And if you haven't already done so, please also subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platforms. It's always great to have subscribers and continue to promote this for other listeners as well. So thanks again for your support. Hope you have a great week and see you soon. Take care.